This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Chivins was class. You know, we've talked about forced obsolescence. We've talked about planned obsolescence. We've talked about how products are getting thinner, cheesier, more substandard every day. Well, I have proof of it. I mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast, hour number one with Rich Chivins, that I was on the pursuit of a 500-gallon propane tank. And believe it or not, if you buy one of those rounded-end propane tanks, it looks like a submarine, 10 feet long, they've gotten thinner. I bought one that was made in the 1950s. I just bought it. 1950s, 50, 70 years old. And I paid $350 for it, and I was delighted to get it. And there's a plate on most propane tanks. It's a data plate. And it's tack welded in place. Sometimes it's aluminum set in a frame. Sometimes it's stainless steel. Sometimes it's brass. Sometimes it's copper. Sometimes it's hammered into the tank itself. And it delineates the thickness, the capacity, the working pressure, who manufactured it, etc. A lot of data on there. And the one that I have was manufactured in the 1950s, and it is 310 thousandths of an inch thick. That's roughly a third of an inch thick. So the steel is roughly a third of an inch thick in the body of the tank. In the 1980s, they were about a quarter of an inch thick. So they got thinner. Same capacity, same size, less steel. In the 1990s, they are 210 thousandths of an inch thick. 210 thousandths of an inch thick is roughly, if you say 1990s tank is 210 thousandths and the 1950s tank, 40 years earlier, is 310 thousandths, the 1950s tank is 50% thicker. Same thing with cars. The same thing with the steel on your vehicles. If you look and you stop at a traffic light and you look at the left and right and look at the car in front of you and behind you, you'll see that they're smashed, you know, wrinkled. Those wrinkles don't happen with thicker steel. That never happened in the 1940s, 50s, 60s. But it's certainly happening now because cars are cheesy and thin. So that's just one more sign what we're telling you. Companies are lying to you, they're cheating you, and you're being hoodwinked at every turn. So why would Vinny buy a tank from the 1950s? Now you know why. Because they're better. They're much better. So one other thing about propane. I really think that it's important to strongly consider propane for your future. I have no fiduciary interest in propane. I don't have any fiduciary interest in anything in terms of being paid. Nobody pays us. We have no commercials. No one endorses us. No one pays us. And it's just that I think and Rich thinks that we should give you this information. So around here, propane is $2.39 a gallon right now. And what's happened is a larger corporation has bought up all the little propane delivery companies, the mom and pops, except for one. So $2.39 price fixed all around here, except for the one guy where I'm buying our propane, and he's going to sell it to us for $1.60. That's his regular price. So 500 gallons, if I fill it up, fill up the tank, 400 at 80% is going to be $640, 640. At $2.39, it's going to be $956. That's a huge difference. It's 50% more at $2.39 as compared with $1.60. So what's happening to consolidation of power, money, and control, exactly what Rich has been telling you over and over and over until I'm blue in the face hearing him say it. He's blue in the face saying it. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And power, money, and control, the pursuit of power, money, and control. You know, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the two billionaires who make things that nobody needs. Nobody needs anything that Musk makes. Nobody needs anything that Zuckerberg makes. Nobody. But yet they're billionaires. And they're supposedly going to have a mixed martial arts fight. See who's the toughest. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that's what the media's talking about. And then, to top that off, Musk wants to have a male organ measurement contest. He wants to publicly display that his male organ is bigger than Mark Zuckerberg's. Can you imagine how far we've fallen? Do you think that we've ever had a president who's gone up against the premier of Russia saying, mine's bigger than yours? You want to see? Can you imagine that? That's how far we've fallen. Rich?
Oh, God, we've fallen way further than that, Vince. I mean, the state is pitting parents against each other for the best interest of the child, even though they're eliminating parental rights on both sides. It's part of the PSYOP. Look, I'm looking at an article right here. It's actually a tweet, basically from CNN. A few days ago or weeks ago, they said the planet was the hottest it's ever been. It's total BS. We've talked about this so many times where they literally take the backdrop and change the colors on the backdrop of the temperatures. We're in an information war, folks, and there's no accountability. There's none. The accountability should be defined as a word of sarcasm, theater, illegitimate fluff. From the PCR COVID test to peaceful protests, math, science, blood and paid for, experts, commerce, economy, money, currency, food, nutrition, big pharma, everything, every definition has been sold to the highest bidder. And these people who say this stuff, all they care about is manufacturing their perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. They don't care about you. They don't care about doing their job. They don't care about anything. So I think, Vince, if people can see what's coming, the World Economic Forum is meeting in September, and they've already agreed on accelerating Agenda 30 because so many people are waking up. So think about 15-minute cities. Think about digital IDs. Think about force vaccines. Think about personal carbon limits and footprints and ratings. Think about central bank digital currencies. Think about all the things that we've been talking about, folks. And this is why we need to wake up. We need to speak up. You know, even the court just said that government can't collude with big tech recently. This is an information war. Barack Obama literally pulled a fast one and did a con job against you. You, the people, when he legalized propaganda. It's going to be up to all of us. Congress, judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, they've sold out. They have been put in place, government workers. Am I saying that all government workers are bad? No. But you are bad if you're not a whistleblower. Because you're only caring about your own personal benefit. That means you're willing to look the other way and sell out. Just like what you were saying about Dane Wigington and his website, I believe, is geoengineeringwatch.org. Read up on it. Study. He tells the truth. But when these idiots want to literally case the earth with chemicals to block the sun, there's not going to be enough food for maybe one-tenth of us. We have to do the reading and research. We have to see, look, it's all about solar activity. The Earth is actually cooling down. It's been proven. We have to look at the facts. Joe Biden, he basically walked by a bunch of reporters and mentioned how the United States military is low on ammunition. And that's why they're giving cluster bombs to Ukraine. You can't make this crap up.
That's illegal. That's against the Geneva Convention.
There's illegal warfare. No accountability.
Cluster bombs are illegal.
All of it. Nothing's being done. Zero. Zero.
Richard, here's an exclamation point. So the Supreme Court said that lying by politicians, that means campaign promises, I'm fighting for you, you know, things like that they say. The Supreme Court says that lying by politicians is an expression of their religion. I think that's right. I think their religion is founded on lying. And more lying. And more lying. I think the Supreme Court's right. And they're saying that it's okay for politicians to lie. You don't have to tell the truth. Class, I have a homework assignment for you. Meghan Markle was in a series called Suits. S-U-I-T-S. It's about a band of thugs. Actually, a gaggle of thugs. Or a phlegm of thugs. And they're called lawyers. And judges. And this series, Harry's wife was in this series. And this is about a law firm. It does battle with corporations, individuals, and other law firms. Everybody lies. Every single character in this series lies to get the upper hand on their opponent. They are willing to destroy corporations. They are willing to destroy individuals. They are willing to destroy members of their own law firm, guys who have the next office over in the same floor of the skyscraper in the same law firm. They are willing to destroy each other for personal gain. Me first. Kind of like who's got the biggest organ that we just talked about. It's about notches on the belt in terms of wins. That's what this series is about, and it is disgusting. And I believe that people think this is great to watch this. They want to watch their favorite thug pummel the next guy. It's disgusting. You know, there's statistics out right now that millennials lie on average once per day. I got to tell you, class, if we had an instructor who lied intentionally here at USA Prepares, that instructor would be gone before the next class. Absolutely true. I don't tolerate liars, cheats, thieves, and people who try to bludgeon their way up the ladder. I don't like it. And I won't tolerate it. You don't have an instructor here who's a liar. Not one. And you won't. And that's just the way it is. We are not going to allow falsehoods here at USA Prepares.
Well,
and what I said today about
bring
Rich,
it back disco then, huh?
Rich, you've been right on the money for 12 years. Right on the money.
And I wish I have not been vindicated, to be honest with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Evans with us. And, Rich, I was just doing a couple quick calculations about how long it takes to grow a garden. And one of the things that independence requires is growing some of your own food, if not all of it. So, class, if you're thinking about growing a garden, getting some seeds and being successful, let me share some of these numbers with you. Tomatoes. Most people like tomatoes. I love tomatoes. Got them growing in the garden. It takes between 90 and 140 days, 90 to 140 days, to bear fruit. You know, assuming you start with a seed. That's how you start with tomatoes. Somebody has to plant a seed, right? And whether you buy the plants or not, it takes between, well, what does that mean? 3 and 5 months. 3 to 5 months of no tomatoes until you get tomatoes. So it takes a long time. And it takes skill, and it takes learning what works and what doesn't work. So when Kathy and Rich and I talk about gardening, it's absolute joy, and it's work. It's rewarding, and it's life-sustaining. So for those who are thinking that they can just buy more of everything, well, that'll work for a while until it goes bad, meaning the canned food, it's got a shelf life. It's longer than it says on the can, you know, the best buy date. It's longer than that. But it's not forever. And you'll run out of it. Because when the grid goes down, there won't be too much more being made. Everything will go from national to local in an instant. In an instant. So, if you have some spare time and you want to relax a little bit and have your blood boil, watch Suits, S-U-I-T-S, with Meghan Markle. And you will see why we are in so much trouble. These people, and just think about Washington, D.C. and think about New York City and think about the big cities and the lawyers who are running the show and the wealthy who are in control of pretty much everything. And you'll see that they are me first and they are egocentric. And because of that, we are paying the price. Everything has gone up. Everything has gone up. And we're running out of everything. And we've got guys like Elon Musk who want to, and the federal government, who wants you to buy electric cars. Class, you can probably store some diesel fuel. And you can convert your vehicle to propane. And you can store and make methane. But you're not going to be able to make gasoline, and you're not going to be able to charge your electric vehicle without a real serious generator. And if you do have one, the battery bank will last maybe 7 to 10 years. So when you think about these electric vehicles being the panacea for the future, electric vehicles have a short life, and then they are disposable. Like a Bic lighter. You can't refill them. Disposable. 7 to 10 years, that's all you're going to get out of an electric vehicle, if you've got a way to charge it. And as I've said here on the air, it takes 3 days worth of real bright sunlight with all the electricity our solar array has, and we can run our farm on it when it's bright and sunny. It takes 3 days worth of our electricity to charge one Tesla one time. It doesn't work, class. And anyone who thinks that electric cars are the future are confused. It will not work. Rich, back to you.
Well, that's part of the PSYOP. They want you in 15-minute cities, folks. They want you with universal basic income, which basically the slang word is beer money. They don't want you going anywhere. They want you to control. And they basically want you dead. So if we don't start having these conversations, coming up with Plan Bs, everything's on the chopping block. You'll be using the word extinct a lot, because consumer trust, consumer confidence, truth, facts, merit, anything to do with hard work, effort, standards, qualifications, down the tubes. Constitution, rule of law, down the tubes. Because our judges, lawyers, courts, politicians, and bankers have sold you out. We're in a fascist welfare recipient system run by big corporate America and big government, representing only the wealthy elite. So forget about words like freedom, liberty, justice, rights, protection, restitution. It's all gone. We need to have plans. We need to have these conversations. It's time to step up and be Americans. An app will not work this right. time.
Right. We'll be right back.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. 11 million people in New England remain under flood watches Tuesday after a summer's worth of rain fell in parts of the Northeast.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
That's NBC News' Emily Ikeda. Meanwhile, another 42 million Americans are under heat warnings this week. The extreme temperatures hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. President Biden will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky at the NATO summit to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine. Ending the war is a priority for NATO leaders. Zelensky expressed frustration on Twitter, stating there seems to be no readiness to invite Ukraine to NATO. It's July 11th, also known as Free 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. To celebrate the convenience store chain's 96th birthday, anyone who stops by can get a free small Slurpee. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you?
Your
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans was Rich. You were talking about independence, and I'd like to share this with the class. Here's an exclamation point for you. Class, we own a tractor made by John Deere. It's green and yellow. And the series is it's called the 70 series, 70 series. And it has a 670, a 770, an 870, a 1070. And we have a 1070 with a front-end loader. It's 40 horsepower. They made this tractor from 1989 through 1998, roughly 10 years. So, 1998 was the last year. When we bought it used, I was told by the dealer, I bought it from a dealer used. This is a great little tractor. It's a compact tractor. It's really useful. It has a lot of utility. Wonderful tractor. Well, The front end loader has two masts that stand up, and they've worn out at the base of the mast. They look brand new, but where they attach to the tractor, the quick attach is worn out. So I called John Deere to get to find out about replacement masts. They're $1,571 each. Needs two of them. So a little over $3,100 to buy these two masts to fix the tractor so it's safe to use again. John Deere does not make those parts. They're unavailable. So naturally I called salvage yards. And the salvage yards told me, oh man, that's an old tractor, 1998. That's an oddball tractor. That's what they told me. John Deere told me it's an oddball tractor. Now, when we bought it, John Deere didn't say, y'all know you're going to be buying an oddball tractor, right? No, this tractor walked on water when we were buying it. Now it's an oddball tractor. Well, I can't get the parts to fix it. So we have to make them. We have to fabricate, prototype a fix so that we can use the front end loader on this tractor, which is what we use it for. We use it for moving bales of hay and those kinds of things. We need the front end loader. And we cannot get the parts. So the salvage yards, all the ones that I've called said, no, we don't do that kind of stuff anymore. We only work with new tractors. So if you have an old tractor, one that has mechanical fuel injection, one that's not computer controlled, one that the only electronics are the headlights and the alternator and regulator, no computer controls, those are considered old tractors, and you're going to be out of luck trying to get parts for them. I am not kidding. So that's where we're headed. We are headed toward forcing you to buy a new tractor because you can't get a simple part anymore because they don't make them. John Deere has sold us out, and so have all the other companies. Every single one of them. They've all sold us out. Just like I told you about the thickness of the wall of the propane tank getting thinner, thinner, thinner. Every decade, thinner. Cars, thinner, cheesier, less durable, less crashworthy. That's where we are right now. Class, you are in charge of you. You're going to have to figure it out. Don't believe a word we say. Don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. Do your own reading. Make up your own mind. Rich, back to you.
And I'll say it again, folks. True independence is going to come from you, from your mind. Not being brainwashed mind, but from your consciousness. Not your follower unconsciousness, but your common sense, your logic, your reading, your research, and not the manufactured perception of your ideology. So you have to, the true independence is going to come from thinking. Okay? Vince, you mentioned about corruption and people not doing their job. We mentioned all this stuff. A couple articles here. Democrat Party is now just openly criminal. A mayor in Georgia was arrested for burglarizing a home. You can't even make this stuff up. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays tells the U.S. Supreme Court to shove it. There's no rule of law here. It's all corrupt. And since you mentioned the comparing of Elon Musk and who's that guy that from Meta, Zuckerberg. Okay, they were going to compare
Zuckerberg
parts. and this is it's titled YouTube's Paradox: Explicit Video on Butt Hair Removal with Millions of Views Permitted. However, YouTube is eliminating any questions on election fraud, vaccine side effects, and Biden crime family. All that stuff is removed. Look, this is where we are, folks. This is people who are getting ahead today aren't earning it. It's not about qualifications. It's not about standards. The people who are getting ahead are the people who say they're offended. The snitches, the tattletalers, the ass kissers, the yes men, the pot stirrers, the gossipers, the censors, the virtual signaling followers, the traitors, the people who promote gimmickry, corruption, manipulation, practicing hypocrites, the people who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, the whole list, you've heard it before. The people who sell out the bottom 93% by promoting the narrative of the weak, sacrificing truth and sacrificing the rule of law. Proponents of vaccines, proponents of the military-industrial complex, proponents of wars, election interference. Look, every Democrat policy, the bottom line is to protect the super wealthy and to help the consolidation of power, money, control. So we have to start thinking outside the box, thinking independent, thinking about skill sets, thinking about living off the land. You know, Vince was talking about tomatoes. You all know, regular listeners, I live in Montana, okay? Not too far from the Canadian border. I grow one of my tomato brands that I grow, or species, if you will, is a Brandywine, okay? It's an heirloom tomato, and it takes a long time. But I start everything via seeds in my cabin or my solarium, and I germinate, and I'll put it into one or two different pots before I put it out in the greenhouse. So there are ways to get around these things. But think about, I'm going to give these vegetables I'm about to give, think about it in, as an analogy or a metaphor on how things are going to come back. Think about when you hone your skill sets, all these skills are cumulative, and you keep learning more. And when you stop learning, when you stop reading, researching, observing, and asking questions, that's when life gets boring and you get ready to die. We don't want our people getting ready to die. So think about vegetables like lemon sorrel, asparagus, lovage, which is, it's actually classified as an herb, but it looks like a giant celery, Egyptian creeping onions, horseradish, raspberries, strawberries, Swiss chard. And when I say come back, it could be in the context of perennials or that they self-seed. I have several heirloom lettuces besides Swiss chard. I have last year I gave away over 60 garbage bags of spinach. Not so much this year, but I don't see them. I just have an heirloom variety that self-seeds. Rhubarb, same thing. And a lot of edible plants like fireweed, oxeye daisy, raspberry blight. Fireweed I love because it's an edible plant. So all these, oxeye daisy, even though you eat the beginning greens when they first come up. Raspberry blight has iron just like spinach. But fireweed, I love it because it has a beautiful pink plume flower and it attracts the pollinators. They come in, so when they're in my greenhouse, they go from the fireweed to the tomato plants or the pepper plants, and then they pollinate. So think about when some of these people of Democrat policies want to get ahead and they want to be snitches, telltales, you know, pot stirrers, gossipers, all these things that I just mentioned. Now, you think about yourself. If you want to get ahead, cultivate your skill sets. Think outside the box. Get rid of the apps. Think about gardening, preservation of food, raising animals, living off grid. It could be solar, it could be generator, it could be wind, whatever works for you and your area and your capital resources. Think about edible and medicinal plants. Think about hunting and fishing. Think about having some land and acreage that you also have trees, a.k.a. heat. You've got to do your own reading and research. You have to ask questions. You have to think for yourself. That's where skill sets come in. And like I mentioned earlier, and I've mentioned many times, college has very little value, if any. Think about being debt-free. Think about having a little cash. Think about having a little silver and gold. Think about, I don't know about Bitcoin, but like Vince just mentioned a few moments ago, think outside the box, but don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be around like-minded people. And remember, we have to get back into nature if we want common sense, if we want logic, if we want to go back to humor. We need a balance. Look at how many of these young people today are spending 7 to 8 hours, one-third of their life, on their smartphone and television. These are actually facts. So we need to get back to living with skill sets and common sense, but think about how we can cultivate long-term. I use an example of vegetables here regarding perennials and self-seeding. But think about doing this to you, to your family. things I just mentioned here about. Now, of course, everything depends. All criteria depends on your capital resources, the skill sets you're going into it, your willingness to change and learn from a new lifestyle. And even though people bring up age and health, they really are excuses, because you can get young people to do this project with you, and you could trade your capital resources for their labor and work. There's three different ways to go about different things. And this is why we've talked about self-sufficiency preparedness school so many times. And what it does is get the young people off the streets and out of renting, and then they can maybe live on someone else's piece of property and be part of the labor. There's many different ways of thinking outside the box. But if we don't have these conversations, we're not going to progress. And then people are just going to be walking around with their heads down, their thumbs moving, and they're going to be concerned about the app, and they're going to basically be emotionally in despair. I mean, well, I've gone through so much of this over the years. Look at the fear and ego, how they motivate people. Look how they manipulate your mind and eliminate critical thinking because they raise your emotional level. Look at the loneliness, the depression, the obesity, the suicide. Look how many people don't have skill sets. Look at the mass formation psychosis where people are following around each other in a crowd. And someone says something, they say something. Someone turns to the right, they turn to the right. We're chanting slogans, no longer thinking. Think about how it affected us with masks and kneeling and chanting and lockdowns and rainbows and pedo and merit. I mean, this phony ideology, science being bought and paid for, allowing governments to assault the American people because of groupthink. We're being controlled, and we're falling for totalitarian, tyrannical, communist, globalist ideology. For the greater good is not for the greater good. It's for the greater good of the elite. Pardon my rant there, Vince, but...
Hey, you're right on the money.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Rich, you, I'm sure you remember this name. Al Sharpton, S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N. Class, Al Sharpton Jr. was born in 1954, so he's a little younger than I am. He's an American civil rights and social justice activist. He's a Baptist minister, a politician, a radio talk show host, and TV personality. And he's the founder of National Action Network, a civil rights organization. He was a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. presidential election. He hosts a weekly radio talk show called Keeping It Real, and he's nationally syndicated by Urban One, and he's a political analyst and a weekend host for MSNBC, hosting Politics Nation. Well, he has a brother, a half-brother, and Reverend Al Sharpton's pastor, half-brother, so they're both pastors, praise the Lord, is jailed for 30 months for drug trafficking, income tax evasion, and lying to obtain Social Security benefits. So Pastor Kenneth Sharpton Glasgow, 58, the half-brother of the civil rights leader, Al Sharpton, was sentenced to more than 2 years behind bars on last Thursday. He pleaded guilty to stealing $407,000 from two nonprofit organizations he founded, the Ordinary People Society and the Prodigal Child Project. So here's a guy, praise the Lord, Bible thumper, Baptist preacher, is a criminal. Now, he didn't fall far from the tree. His father's name was Al Sharpton Sr., and he served 14 years on robbery and drug conviction more than two decades ago. How about that? So when we talk about money, power, and control, and we talk about criminality, and we talk about politicians being thugs, it's just one example. Rich, you remember Al Sharpton, right?
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. Vince, can I mention one more topic before we have...
Please do. I just need to do that exclamation point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I understand your message there. But, you know, speaking of psyops, folks, again, you got to think. You got to be conscious. The mainstream media is saying that sex trafficking for children does not exist. Look, we're not prudes here. We're not saying... Almost every topic on sex usually goes into sexuality or trans or one of the 350 genders that are out there. But this is why I use the term adult mutual consensual sex, okay? Because we need to, it shouldn't be a gray area with children, because their lives are going to be ruined, especially some of these little kids. And I'm looking at an article here, America's Darkest Secret, Sex Trafficking Child Abuse in the Biden Administration. Currently, at least 85,000 children are believed to have been missing. And I'm going to quote the first part of the first sentence. Whether intentional or not, we know it's intentional. It can be argued that the U.S. government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation run by bad actors seeking to profit off the lives of children. Look, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but I'm into seconds here. The mainstream media is saying this does not exist. Well, let me just refute that. One article here, Kentucky child care director charged with sexual assault and rape of 4-year-old child. This guy's name is Adam Weiser, 27 years old. Looking at the article, I don't make anything up, I use facts. Here's another article. Tennessee soccer coach recorded himself raping drugged boys. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable. And cinemas right now, theaters, are shutting off air conditioning in theaters to prevent people from watching Sound of Freedom, which is set to earn $40 million in the first week. Sound of Freedom, that's Tim Ballard's movie with the actor Caviezel, I believe. And it's getting phenomenal reviews, but some of the people who are proponents of pedophilia are putting it down. So this, again, this is part of the PSYOP. You have to do your own reading and research. You have to verify. You have to think for yourself, because this is really serious stuff here. Again, we're not trying to judge people. Adult mutual consensual sex, that's what this is not. We have to protect the kids. If we don't protect the kids, we're not standing for principle. How do you not protect innocence, for crying out loud? And I know you're debating, some people debating and saying, well, if I was a 16-year-old boy and a 22-year-old hot teacher, female, you know, did something to me, I'd be happy or something like that. You know, there's exceptions to every rule. But a lot of these kids are toddlers. A lot of these kids are single-digit ages. A lot of these kids are being totally abused. And Vince, pardon my rant there, but I just felt that this was a very important topic that needed to be touched, because the powers that be are saying it doesn't exist.
Well, Rich, you mentioned shutting off the air conditioning in the theater, Sound of Freedom. They did the same exact thing to USA Preparers. We had an expo, and they shut off the air conditioning on a very hot, hot day just to drive people out. We've experienced it firsthand. You're absolutely right. That's what they do. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.